Stinky Scorpio, Funny Scorpio, Short and Sweet Scorpio, whatever you want to call it. Johnny Waxman Scorpio. Johnny Waxman Scorpio is a definition of the moon astrology. The moon astrology with a full moon in Scorpio on the 24th of April defines this is your turn. Other astrologers are just like other doctors, other car mechanics. And if you go to a doctor, and unfortunately, if you've got an illness or people have got illnesses, and the doctor says you've got 2 weeks left to live. 2 weeks left to live, right? Imagine you go to a doctor 2 weeks after. You wouldn't just accept his value for point of view. You'd say, I want another opinion. I'm going to another opinion. If you go to a car mechanic and your car mechanic says you're finished, it's finished. I can't do anything with it. It's finished. You might as well put it in a scrap heap. It's gone. You get another opinion. You're not going to listen to one opinion, and that's the good thing about the internet. The internet is full of different astrologers giving different opinions, and all the other stupid astrologers in the world are telling Scorpios that you're fucked. You're absolutely fucked. You got no chance. You're a loser. You're a failure. It's not going to happen. You got no planets in your star sign, and therefore you're a loser. That's not true. That's bullshit. This is Johnny Waxman. This is the other opinion. It's bullshit. You've got years and years left on your life. You've got at least the next 22 years of your life to live. Live healthy. Live vibrantly. Live with energy. And it's all defined by this full moon. One thing that we call psychic energies, that's full moon energies. Psychic energies give you the guidelines, give you the guidance, give you the inspiration, give you the energy, give you the clarity to know the pathway you're supposed to be on. Now, when you've had a bad full moon, for example, when you've had a bad full moon energy, a bad emotional energy, then you knew that your marriage had come to an end, your relationship had come to an end, because the energy had vanished. But this full moon in Scorpio, with its oppositions that Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus and the Sun in Taurus is creating, this full moon with its trines to Mars and Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, this psychic energy, is telling you this is your future. And not just a short-term future, this is telling you this is your long-term future. Now, for those of you who are about to move home or in the process of moving home, you're realizing that didn't work anymore and I'm moving into the future. Those of you who are broken up in relationships, you realize your relationship didn't work anymore, so now you're moving to a void to get you ready for a new relationship. Those of you in business, you've now had to adapt and change. Those of you on the internet, you've had to adapt and change. Now you've adapted and changed, and if you haven't yet changed, the full moon will tell you in order to open the door to the light. And the light is the future. Whenever you're depressed, because you see a dead end. And when you see a dead end, oh, it's heavy, isn't it? I told you to hold your shit together until the full moon in Scorpio. Now that you held your shit together until the 24th of April, now you can see the light. You will, of course, naturally, honestly, see that if you would have carried along a certain pathway, that would have been a dead end. I have one Scorpio reader who is used to live in Dubai, and she realizes now if she would have stayed in Dubai, oh, she would have been screwed. It would have been over. That would have been a dead end. So she had to go through the turbulent energy of the past couple of months to get her away from there in order to give her light for a bigger and a brighter future. Unfortunately, sometimes it does mean moving home, moving country, change. Sometimes it does mean relationships end in order to find a new. You can't start a new loving relationship if you're still attached to an old toxic one. So unfortunately, yeah, endings happen in order for a rebirth. But now that you've arrived at the full moon in Scorpio, every Scorpio in the world, emotionally, you're feeling alive again now. And you're realizing, yes, 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 to this. And you're realizing, fuck that, no to that, no way to that, no way, no way. I'm not doing that anymore. Now, I'm gonna add another thing for Scorpios, and that is the food that you eat. When you are depressed, you eat food that makes you more depressed. For example, women, they love chocolate. They love Cadbury's chocolate. I love it as well. We love drinking alcohol. You love doing things that actually put you in a worse depression. But when you're healthy, you just want to have healthy drinks. You want to have healthy foods. And when you're healthy mind, body and soul, then you'll feel uplifted. When you feel depressed, you do depressing things. And therefore the full moon of revolution, the full moon in Scorpio is saying, stop doing the toxic shit and do healthy things, healthy mind, body and soul.